And welcome to the worldwide broadcast of Ted and Austin Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Austin's going and getting a purple stick. He's coming in right now. And good to be with you guys.
Morning,
today.
Guys.
And Israel has just declared war on Lebanon and Beirut, and they are bombing them as we speak, and they said they're going to turn it into Gaza.
It's Friday, guys.
So for all of you Zionists, Christians, I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm just going to be real. I mean, I don't understand if somebody dropped you on your head when you were young or something. I used to be one years ago, and I realized after I did the research that I was kind of doing the wrong belief kind of do. And let me read you something out of Colossians 3, 14 to 17. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ, that's peace of Christ, rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness to your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I just want to mention that particular verse this morning because we're talking about love here. And there is no love coming out of the secular state of Israel for anybody, and except for Israel. And now they're after Lebanon. And we played General Wesley Clark the other day about the seven countries are going to fall. And, of course, they want the entire strip there, and they're going to take out Lebanon now and Beirut. And Beirut at one time was one of the most beautiful cities in the world. It is no longer. And the sad part about it is you, Zionist Christians, I'm talking to you now. There are a bunch of people in Beirut right now that are Christians, and they're being slaughtered, just like the Christians who were slaughtered in Gaza. How do you justify that? I want to ask you that. I'm sorry. If we don't support Israel, we'll be cursed. Yeah, how's that working out for us?
You know what I do love?
The problem about all of this stuff is, I'm going to read you this. Since we started supporting Israel and we started basically giving them as much money as they want and much everything as they want and everything they want they get now, I'm just going to read you this real quick. And just let me know what you think about this. Since we started doing this in 47 and we started doing all of the crazy stuff that we support them with, you know, let's think about what's happened in our world and in our life and the things that we care about all of the time. And,
you know what I love? I'm going to cut you off. By the way, guys, thank you for joining the show. I appreciate all the support you guys.
Let me find this. Go ahead.
The emails you've been sending me have been off the charts with positivity on a lot of health stuff. And one thing I do love, so I was trying to get that in earlier, because I thought it was going to be a funny segue,
is
the purple sticks. I love these things. And you guys have been ranting about them because I knew you wanted them. I did a demo on them. We got the cans that are basically coming back in now. So I'm pretty excited about those. And be sure
they're coming back pretty quick. I love those things.
Yeah, well, they got delayed, and we got a small batch, and then they're doing the secondary batch. They're waiting on additional cans and labels. So we got those coming in. So be sure to check those out, my friends, at healthmasters.com and the GHI Cleanse. You guys love it. You know it. Product of the week on sale right now. So be sure to check that product out. A lot of people get insane results from this, like insanely good results from this, because you have to detoxify the body, reduce inflammation in the core and in your organs and in your liver. I had a friend of mine call me up yesterday. He said, hey, I got to ask you something. I got to come by. Came by last night. Good friend, known him for years, very awake. He's having issues with his gallbladder. Because I went to the doctor. He said, I got gallstones. They want to do gallbladder surgery on me. I said, what? He goes, yeah, gallbladder surgery, like immediately. And I said, are you having any major issues? He goes, no. He said, it's preventative to make sure I don't have any more issues with my gallbladder.
I've heard that before.
Preventative?
I hope you told him to get another opinion.
I told him to do doggone gallbladder fast.
Yeah.
They call me in 3 days. He's not unhealthy at all. He basically goes to the doctor very rarely, and he went some quack doctor. They basically, would he sign you up for surgery right now? Right now! You're going to die if we don't take your gallbladder out. He calls me up. He's like, I got to come over. I said, we're doing it. I said, 3 days, apple juice fast. When you get done with the 3 days, basically 4 ounces.
Do I know him?
No.
Yeah.
4 ounces of apple juice with 4 ounces of olive oil with lemon juice. Very simple protocol. I've written it down. If you guys need it, I'll give it to you. I've done it multiple times. Basically, the apple juice, it's got to be apple juice with the pectin.
Yeah, how old is he?
42.
Yeah.
They need a lot of fast food on the road working. And I told him, I said, you got to cut that out. I said, the fast food, and I think a lot of this, the more I'm starting to kind of dial it in, I think a lot of these gallbladder issues are tying back into the seed oils.
That's exactly right.
That's okay, that's good. I'm noticing a trend with this now. And what a lot of people
body can't
I know,
process it.
Can't process it, exactly. And so what it's doing is it's basically it's gelling up the gallbladder. And the gallbladder's coming up with these gallstones trying to figure out what to do. And it's the seed oils, because almost every time I've talked to somebody now, they're having gallbladder problems. I look at their diet and I have them break it down for me. And almost indirectly, they're always eating a bunch of ultra-processed foods with seed oils in them all the time. And basically, you know, fast food. And so I just told everybody, I said, you got to cut this stuff out. Especially, man, and I've noticed this now as I'm getting older, you hit that 40-year-old mark. And everybody, it starts showing who's eating well, who's taking care of themselves. Basically, it's not.
I got a segue on this, too. I want to talk about this. But let me read you this one thing real quick, and then I'm going to cut back to the segue. We'll cut back to the gallbladder, cut back to prevention. But I got to get this. I got me on a tear.
Well, I haven't even gotten the information out. I have the whole information on my wrist. You haven't even let me get it out yet.
Well, I mean,
you guys like facts, don't you? You like facts. I like facts. He likes facts.
I got to read you two paragraphs, and I'm done.
Well, how about this? We'll put it on the screen for everybody can read the article while you're listening to you read what's going on right now so we can knock it out and go to some health stuff.
The absolute irony of the Western world that supports Zionism.
There we go.
Your daughter is an OnlyFans prostitute.
That's not accurate at all. I'm not signing up for that.
Okay. Your son is being groomed in a government school to be a homosexual.
I'm not signing up for that either.
On a government school.
I'm not signing up for that.
Your society is degenerate.
That's not, I don't take that basket of snakes either.
United States. Your politicians are satanic pedophiles.
That is a fact.
Homelessness is everywhere.
That's true.
Crime is everywhere. Country is being invaded by military aged male migrants.
That's also true.
Economy is a mess. Housing's a mess. Your race and civilization is going extinct through population collapse. Hey, but you got to fix Iran first.
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't sign for those first three of them.
I'm not going to sign for those either. Yeah. Talk about the gallbladder. I got to cover this article.
This is why I want to real quick. I want to get into health stuff. I don't want to cover this all day. I saw this morning. Israel launches massive strike in South Beirut, mass evacuation order. It's all over alt media. They said over 500,000 people in the area have been told to evacuate immediately or die. This Israel Defense Force said, save your lives and evacuate your home immediately.
Remember Paul Craig Roberts said yesterday?
This is Gaza 2.0, by the way, if you guys haven't figured this out.
Yeah, remember what he said yesterday? He says, how do we know when they get done with Gaza and with Lebanon and all the rest, they don't turn on us? The laws are being passed all over the place. You can't criticize them. They already yanked that and bought TikTok.
Why do you think they've been putting
Christians,
stuff in place?
Wake up!
Why do you think they've been putting laws into place? Mm-hmm. It's not even just criticizing now. You can't even question anything they're doing. It doesn't matter what they do. There's a video that just resurfaced. It was a woman down in Miami. I'll see if I can pull it for you. I'll try to post it. She's lesbian. I think she's a Butch Dyke lesbian. But I have to give her kudos.
But she's telling the truth.
She handled law enforcement well, and she was telling the truth. I'll give her credit on this. And she has video. She pulls her phone out to Miami sheriff investigators. Basically, you know, PD. Show up at her house. Knock on the door. Man, we need to talk to you. They say, is this your Facebook profile? Page is printed off. Whole page printed off. She goes, I don't recall. Whose page is that? Well, it's your name on here. That's interesting. What can I help you out with?
Sounds like Christy Noem.
Yeah.
Sitting here.
Yeah.
Did you have an affair with that man? How awful you say that.
So they said, well, there's a, and they read the comment, and she's talking about the Miami mayor, who's hardcore Zionist Jew, and basically she calls him out and says, you're saying you're supporting this, and you're supporting here, and you're supporting this in Miami, but yet you're supporting a country that's actively genociding an entire population. How is it that you're okay with people being murdered and killed in another country, yet you're trying to claim all these different things in Miami? And of course, he talks out of both sides of his mouth. That's what he does. And they said, did you write this? She goes, I don't recall. They said, well, we need to know if it's you or not. She goes, I'm sorry, I can't help you there. Am I being detained or am I being arrested? Do I need to be read my rights? They said, no, you're not being detained. We're just trying to find out because this is hate speech. They said, this is hate speech. You're basically promoting hate and violence. She goes, I'm not promoting anything. She goes, I'm not promoting anything. And she almost slips up. She goes, I'm just asking this. And she goes, I'm not promoting anything. I need to know why you guys are still here. Anything else I can do for you? Oh, no, man. We're just doing investigation. We just want to try to further out more. Well, I hope you guys have a good time in your investigation. They're literally going door to door now in Miami questioning people about their Facebook post if they criticize the mayor of Miami. Think about that for a second.
Well, Gavin Newsom said this morning on Drudge, lead story, that Israel is an apartheid state. And doggone it, Austin, I don't think I've ever agreed with anything he's ever said except for that.
Even that's the first time I think I've agreed with anything he said.
Me too. Yeah. It is. It's apartheid state. It's like South Africa used to be against blacks. It's awful what they've done.
Footage on the evening shows smoke billowing over the neighborhood of Dayan, Israel's far-right financial minister, Bezalel Smotrich, said the strikes would make the Beirut suburb look like Gaza's Khan Yunis. That's a section of Gaza that's been bombed into oblivion, by the way. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. They're wiping out Lebanon. They're wiping out Beirut. Beirut is not going to exist in the next 48 hours.
And we're helping them.
And we're paying for it. That's the part I love. We're paying for it. It ain't about Iran. It's about them promoting more control over that entire area and wiping everybody.
Trump said a couple of years ago, I'm not mad at Iran. Iran's never done anything to us. We need to leave Iran alone. And here we go.
Yep.
But, you know, Christy Noem, we talked about it the other day, and now she's been terminated. So, but, you know, she's running around with her watches on and all her fancy stuff.
Well, no, I mean, they got her. Why in the world she spent $200 million on an ad campaign promoting herself as, like, the cheerleader for DHS? I mean, she got way too narcissistic.
Well, no, she's super good looking. I'll give her that. She's really pretty. Now, she's had a lot of cosmetic surgery done, but she's still pretty. And the problem
is extremely narcissistic.
Yeah, but no,
$200 million, no, dude.
And she's having sex with a subordinate.
Yeah,
and on staff, man. He quit with her.
You can't do that.
You know, and no, he can't be doing that. And the crazy part about it is that, you know, she basically was setting herself up of getting $200 million of free advertising for a presidential run in 2028. And now because
and a book tour, I'm sure she'll get another book tour. Well, she talked more about killing dogs.
Well, yeah, but the thing about this now. You know, besides South Park and what they did to her, they eviscerated her. We joked about that, you know, 6 months ago. The problem she's going to have now because of the affair, nobody's going to trust her.
That's right.
Because
she lost her entire female base now. Mm-hmm. Now she had an affair with a guy who's married.
Yeah.
So she's lost that entire base.
And a lot of guys that are conservative that don't want that, she's lost them all now.
Yep.
And she's running around, you know, in the back of a 737 Max with a bedroom with him hanging out in the back. I mean, this whole thing's a mess. And so
she spent $200 million on personal ads.
Well, no, it's all about her. She's running with the buffalo. She's standing out in front of Mushroom on horses with her hat on. I mean, she's getting her, they're putting makeup on her. And I mean, it's just unbelievable. And great ads, if you want to promote Christy Noem, you know, they were really well done, but I don't know how they spent $200 million.
Quarter of a billion dollars, dude? Uh-huh. I mean, come on.
Oh, by the way, thinking positively, we're going to change topics, positively about getting older and how you age, Yale study finds says reverses the aging process.
There you go. There you go.
Remember what I told you? I said I tried aging about 15 years ago.
Didn't like it.
It really was awful, and I decided I wasn't going to do that anymore. Nearly half of the adults of 65 and older showed measurable improvement in memory, cognitive function, or walking speed between their first and final assessment for over 12 years, far exceeding federal benchmarks. People who held more positive beliefs about getting older were significantly more likely to improve, even those who were already healthy and functioning normally at the start. And what they did, they looked at it, they said that when you have a positive attitude about getting older and you continue to work out, and basically you just ignore your age and you go to what the place that Paul Bragg used to call agelessness. You go, well, I'm not going to do that anymore. The aging stuff was horrible, and I have no interest in talking about my age or anything else. Instead, a separate U.S. survey found that 77% of Americans age 40 and older expect their own cognitive function to slip as they get older. 77% have a negative attitude about aging to start with. And the crazy part about it is that we've seen now through epigenetics that what you speak about, what you bring about, and what you cause to happen in your own life is based upon what you think about, how you speak to yourself. That's why Austin, when I read that thing at the beginning, he says, I don't sign for that, I don't sign for that, It says, positive age belief study follow-up, a group of older adults for up to 12 years. And it said there were 11,000 participants with walking speed group, before 4,000 participants. The people that had a positive outcome showed a 45% improvement in everything, including cognitive function, as they aged. Now, think about
that's
that.
That's a big jump.
45.15% showed improvement in cognitive function. Positive age beliefs predicted gains in both areas, even after researchers controlled for age, sex, race, education, depression, sleep problem. Everything didn't matter. If you had a positive attitude, you stayed young for a much longer time. This is a possible reason why attitude might shape biology. Early work by Levy's group offers one plausible explanation. Negative beliefs about age have been linked to biological markers associated with Alzheimer's, including the buildup of plaques and tangles in the brain, as well as reduced volume in hippocampus, the region most centrally related to memory. If a pessimistic view of aging can leave physical marks on the brain, it is reasonable to think that more optimistic one may have an opposite effect, the study has shown. Previous research from the same team also found older adults who took part in positive age belief intervention kept improving physically over the 2 months that follow. They got better and better and better and younger and younger and younger, and they reversed, in some people's opinion, this is what they are saying, reversed the aging process because of their ability to think clearly and to think that aging wasn't a big deal. I'm going to say something to you. In 100 years from now, everybody's in heaven, or everybody's in hell, that you know, period. Nobody's going to make it out of here over 100 years. So you might as well have a positive attitude about what you're doing and where you're going to go and all the beliefs that you're going to have while you're here. And if you want to sit there and say, oh, this is going to happen to me now, I'm getting older. Had a friend of mine, his father, was always talking about aging requirement, you know, retiring and blah, 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 and getting old and getting sick and getting diseased. He had a 65th birthday, died on the 65th birthday. Died, Austin. Dropped dead, died. And you know, I mean, that's young. That's young nowadays with all the advancements we've had in science. And the sad part about it is that how many people you talk, you ask them how to do, you say, Joe, how you doing today? Well, it ain't too bad. My response is always, man, I'm sorry to hear that. What do you mean? I said it ain't too bad. You said it was bad, dude. Well, I guess I did, didn't I? I said, yeah, you did. You know, bad's a relative term of badly doing poorly. I said, why don't you say, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Or how about I'm doing super great, but I'll get better. That's what Ziegler used to always say. See, if you have that kind of attitude, your telomeres get all excited. They kind of spread out. And they're all happy. And you don't, because remember, all of this stuff, every single nerve impulse comes from the brain and through scalar physics. And everything you think affects every cell in your body. That's why if you're in a relationship, now listen to me. I'm going to preach for 1 second here that you're not going to want to hear. If you're in a relationship that elevates your cortisol and you fight all the time with your spouse, or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever, before you get married to him, if you're not married yet, you need to really evaluate that. Because the spike of the cortisol massively decreases the ability of the body to heal itself and increases the risk of certain types of diseases.
That's very true.
Stay with people that bring you positive energy. If they don't bring you positive energy, just bid them adieu. Say, I got to go. It's nice meeting you. Nice talking to you.
Same goes with friends.
Got to go.
Same goes with family sometimes.
You go out on a date, man. Listen to me. Listen to me. Women, listen to me. You go out on a date. You're single. And you get that negative energy coming in within the first 2 or 3 minutes. Why do you want to sit there for another hour listening to it? Say, hey, I got to go. You get up and walk out? Yeah, I have many times. It's important that you understand if it starts off like that, Austin, it doesn't get better.
No.
And now, son, you're going to get stuck paying for a meal if you're a dude, if you're paying for the meal. Now you're going to go like, well, gosh, now it's going to cost me money to listen to this. I'm telling you, I've walked out a bunch of days within 3 to 5 minutes. Just got up and left. Say, I gotta go. Sorry, I got something else. Got to make something else planned. You know, anything but you. I don't say that. But you have to be willing to walk away. And the same thing is true with friends in high school, Austin.
Yeah.
Same thing is true with friends in college. If all they want to do is go out and get drunk and do on drugs and go to strip clubs, you better stay goodbye and walk away from them, because I promise you, it is not going to be beneficial to your life in any way whatsoever unless you get them to change and they stop being what they are. That's why when I became a Christian about 23 years old, so many of my friends just disassociated from me.
Well, you do. There's always that. Usually in your early 20s, you get a divergence as far as you kind of change. Mm-hmm. And you notice again, it happens again in your 30s.
And women, sorry, ladies, they go through this crazy phase until about the age of 30, and they're ready to calm down. And guys pretty much do the same thing. But the point is, you don't have to wait for 10 years to do that. You can calm down to start with and get a good relationship with Christ and get a good relationship with the Most High God. And then you can basically have a really great life the rest of your life. But a lot of it goes right back to what the study says. It's about how you see your life. How are you doing today? I'm doing great. Okay? How's business? Business is doing great. It doesn't matter what the business is doing. It's like I told you yesterday. If you've got a problem in your life, and Austin taught me this a long time ago. He did. He says, don't be telling your friends your problems. Don't be doing all that.
Stop running your mouth to everybody.
Yeah, stop running your mouth. He says, let it go. Just let it go. Just say, doing fine.
You need a close set group of friends or family that you can confide in on certain topics.
Who are going to build you up. And
I promise you, and I have found this out the hard way, 80 to 90% of the general people that you associate yourself around, when you tell them problems that you're having, they're not mad.
Shot of Freud.
a lot of people, I had this discussion with my friend last night, I've known him for years. I said, a lot of people, subconsciously, they like it when people around them do poorly or something bad happens to them, because that way they can point their finger at them. They say, ha ha, look at him. He's the bad guy. Look how bad he's doing. Look at all the problems he's having. My life isn't as bad because I don't have this going on or that going on. It didn't happen to me. I'm so good now. Look at all the good I'm doing. I won't address all the sins and problems I have in my life because now I get to look at them and deflect on it. Now, they may not say that, but they darn well think it subconsciously.
No, a lot of them are happy to have you.
There's a lot of people. Hang around people that love it when you get successful. Mm-hmm. Hang around people that want to be successful with you. Hang around people that want to have goals, that want to talk about biblical scripture, that want to talk about the things that are positive, that want to talk about health. This is another topic. You go around and hang around people, and every time you hang out with them, they want to order four different appetizers with pork ribs and pork belly and high-fat luncheon meats and diet cola
seed
and
oils.
Beer and seed oils, and they eat junk food the entire time, and then you order something like, I'm going to order salmon and rice. Man, what do you want salmon and rice for? Why don't you have some pork ribs with me? Are you going to eat like that? They chat on their pork ribs and die from a heart attack at the table. And you're like, well, that aged poorly.
I've seen them die at 19. And they laughed. And they laughed at me when I told about pork. They laughed
so died at 19. Everybody's well aware of my stance on food intake and everything else. It should be a tool, not a crutch. And speaking of that, there's a crisis we're running into now. Omega-3 deficiency is quickly accelerating, but quietly.
Increasing cognitive decline,
heart risk, and vision loss. It says a widespread deficiency of EPA and DHA omega-3 fats is becoming a global population problem. They said omega-3 fats are essentially not an optional nutrient. They are structured fat that is physically incorporated into cell membranes of the brain, the retina, and the heart. When intake is low, the body cannot simply make do. Cellular function begins to falter. It doesn't just figure out how to operate around it.
You know what's funny? I've been taking three of the omega capsules every day.
Yeah.
I've been having for a long time.
Yeah.
And my vision's gotten better.
Oh, yeah. You stacked out the eyesight.
Yeah, I did. And I mean, I read my iPad. Now, you look at me right. I'm reading my iPad without glasses. The glasses are here in case I needed them. But
they're not in your head.
Most Americans expect their minds and bodies slowly fall apart with age. I'm reading that without glasses. I mean, and before, I mean, everything was always fuzzy and without glasses on. But I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm making a claim. But the omega-3, I didn't realize how much that affected eyesight.
Higher blood levels of omega-3s are correlated with lower risk of cognitive decline.
That's a fact.
Markers of brain health suggest that adequate omega-3 intake matters far sooner than most people think. DHA supports flexibility, communication among neurons, neuroprotective signaling that resist inflammation.
Flexibility of the eye is what helps with the vision.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It says the heart-brain connection.
Eye health. Let's look at eye health.
Yeah. Low omega-3s associated with triglycerides higher, arterial stiffness, coronary events, eye health, and visual longevity.
DHS is the dominant fatty acid in the
DHA.
Retina. DHS. Department of Homeland Security. Where it supports visual problems. Well, I got this micro, this beam.
I know. I have to talk around it. So you see, when you guys are looking, you see it straight on. When we read the article, reading through it.
DHS, DHA is also the dominant fatty acid in the retina. See, there? I told you. That my eyes have gotten
better.
The
dominant fatty acid in the retina.
Where it supports visual processing and protection against age-related decline. Insufficient DHA has been associated with worsened visual performance and increased risk of age-related eye disorders. Maintaining healthy retinal DHA levels supports long-term visual acuity and reinforces the idea that omega-3s are vital for the whole system health. You know, that's something I never knew that until right now. But I know that my eyes are much better.
I'm going to read that again. DHA, omega-3 fats, is the dominant fatty acid in the retina where it supports visual processing and protection against age-related decline. This is why I tell everybody, not only the fish oil on a regular basis, you got to eat your eggs. You got to have your butter. You've got to have your omega-3 fats in your diet, too.
I eat the butter now.
Yeah, so do I.
And the eggs.
I mean, I made three eggs before bed last night, and they were swimming in grass-fed butter. I mean, they're floating.
Backstroke.
Oh, yeah. And man, were they good. Yeah, okay. Pepper, salt. That's all you need. Life's good. Life's good with good whole eggs.
Man Cow was over in France a few weeks ago. He sent me all these pictures of food. Like deep fat fried pork rib fat, you know? And finally I was texting him. I said, dude, what are you doing? I don't want to see this junk. I don't eat like that. And he goes, well, you know, you need to see what I'm getting with the food I'm eating. I said, why? I'm not a foodie. I don't care. Chicken and vegetables. Yes. Chicken and rice, yes. Chicken and salmon, wild caught, yes.
Wild caught salmon and rice.
Yeah, too, yeah. And you have vegetables. Yeah, that just, you know, don't eat to basically live. Live to eat. I mean, don't, no, I'm go. Sorry, no. Eat to live, not live to eat.
There you go.
And so it's just that people get like, they're foodies.
It says a Western diet is very different than basically old school where omega-3 fats were entirely through food.
There you go. Large fatty fish.
Yep. Today's typical diet is heavily skewed towards omega-6 fats. So I just told my friend last night.
Because that's the gallbladder problem.
The gallbladder. You know? Refined vegetables and ultra-processed foods while being notably low in omega-3 rich foods. This imbalance not only reduces omega-3 intake, but actively interferes with how omega-3s are utilized in the body. You hear what they're saying here? High doses of omega-6, like basically soybean oil, messes up the regulation of omega-3 fats. It messes up the imbalance in it. It has issues as far as with as far as how the body functions and how it utilizes in the body. This is why it's really important to make sure you're getting adequate omega-3 supplements with high dose. We've got so many. We got the old-fashioned cod. We've got the cinnamon cod. We got the strawberry cod. We got the cod caps. We got the DHA caps. If you're not sure what to get, call us up. We'll give you guys whatever advice you need on it. But make sure you're taking at least some decent omega-3 fats every single day, because at the end of the day, there's a lot of hidden health costs that come in not getting omega-3 fats. And this is one article here says the hidden health cost of cheap meat, making the case for spending more at the meat counter. And I'm 100% about this. Guy says, I'm standing in the meat aisle at Costco.
Soy oils, potential gallbladder risks and dietary concerns. Right here.
There you go.
Right. We called
there
it.
You go.
Excessive omega-6 intake, especially when not balanced with fatty acids of omega-3, can promote inflammation and potentially impair gallbladder function. Additionally, the refining process of soybean oil involves high heat and chemicals. Wow, we were right. We both called it out without even looking it up.
Last night. That's what last night.
Omega-6 fats cause gallbladder problems. And so many people now are having, let's take the gallbladder
out. I'm like, you know, because he's a big avid Christian. I said, do you think God just accidentally dropped a gallbladder in there while I was making you? Just thought.
Yeah.
You know, he's forming your body in the womb. Whoops. Whoa, a gallbladder fell in. We'll leave that in there.
We're like the appendix and the tonsils.
Oh, yeah. My favorite one, I mean this sarcastically at all high heavens, is when pediatricians go, oh, no, remove the tonsils. I've literally heard them say, remove the tonsils. It's a standard procedure. It's just normal. We just remove the tonsils all the time because they really don't need them. If you're saying that you don't need the tonsils, you're saying that God screwed up when he made you. You got an organ in there. No. You just don't need it.
No, my favorite one, and forgive me, ladies, I'm not trying to pick on you, is I'm going to have my breasts removed because I may get cancer someday down the road.
There's doctors that say that.
No, they do that. Angelina Jolie had it done. You're kidding? No, I'm not kidding. They do mastectomies because they're going to prevent you from getting breast cancer. I've seen it repeatedly.
That's like saying, well, one day I could have prostate cancer. I'm having my prostate removed.
Well, one day I may have testicular cancer.
Preemptive organ removal now? Yeah.
Let's just castrate you. That way you won't have to worry about your testicles
anymore.
See,
what you said earlier with the gallbladder, this is what the biggest problem is. Most people, they're taking high doses of omega-6 fats, like in fast food, McDonald's, and crap like that. They're not getting hardly any omega-3s either. Most people that are eating that food aren't getting additional omega-3s, to be clear on that. And this is what the guy says here in this article. He says, standing in the meat aisle at Costco the other day, I found myself doing the math somebody has to do at the grocery store. Regular ground beef, $5.99 a pound for conventionally grown. Grass-fed, $6.24. Not a huge gap. Chicken breast, $2.99 a pound for conventional. $5.18 for organic. A little bit higher.
Yeah.
Dude, I stood there for a moment, holding each package in my hand. I was on a low-stakes game show, weighing the immediate hit to my wallet against the abstract promise of quality. He goes, with food prices squeezing American households, choosing the most expensive label can feel like an indulgence. However, physicians working with patients struggling with chronic depression, autoimmune disorders, metabolic diseases, have stopped looking at the price per pound in isolation. And he goes on to say here, what is organic meat on a meat label? When you start looking at this stuff, and you start looking at what they put into the cows and what they feed the cows,
there you go.
You've got to go with 100% grass-fed organic beef or free-range 100% grass-fed, not grass-finished, grass-fed.
If you eat a lot of beef, you do. Now, if you don't eat a lot of beef, you have to really worry about that.
I eat a lot of beef.
Yeah, but if you have an occasional steak, whatever. But
I'm talking if you're buying beef and you're bringing it home and you're bringing pounds of beef.
If you buy a half a cow, you need to clean it.
Yeah, eat it clean. Because essentially, you got to remember all the ground beef, if it's not organic or homes are grass fed, you know what it's eating? Soybean chow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's eating. Mm-hmm. And all those omega-6 fats get stored in that cow, and you're over there eating the fat.
Moderate soy intake is considered safe in some cases. Whoa. However, excessive consumption of omega-6 soy-based diets can increase the risk of gallbladder issues due to altered bile composition. High intake of saturated and trans fats common in certain oils can promote gallstone formation by increasing cholesterol secretion in the bile. Excessive soy or unhealthy oils can lead to cholesterol supersaturation in bile, reducing gallbladder emptying, increasing the risk of gallstone formation. Rapid weight loss, obesity, high diet, and refined carbohydrates and omega-6 oils may exacerbate gallbladder issues. Balanced diet, basically choosing healthy oils, avocado, olive, and maintaining a healthy weight can reduce gallbladder risks. Individuals with gallbladder issues or history of gallstones should consult a healthcare provider before significantly altering their diet. That's stupid. That's stupid. First of all,
talk to your doctor before you stop eating Taco Bell.
And I understand they're just trying to they're doing a disclaimer.
Well, this disclaimer is what that is. Yeah.
Individuals with gallbladder issues or history of gallstones should consult a healthcare provider before significantly altering their diet, especially with high soy or oil consumption. No, no, no. If you keep hitting your hand with a hammer, you probably don't need to be a carpenter. If you have problems with your gallbladder all the time, you're eating garbage all the time, you don't need to eat the garbage. You don't need to ask somebody if you should eat healthy oil. Just stop the junk. You know, don't eat it. I mean, my gosh. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous.
All my fingers are broken. I keep hitting with a hammer.
Give me another hammer. I need more nails. I mean,
take a leave of absence. Just.
If you keep cutting your fingers off with a skill saw, you probably don't need to use a skill saw anymore. If you're having a problem with your gallstones and your gallbladder, you need to cut out omega-6 oils and soybean oil. You don't have to ask your doctor. Just stop eating junk. The doctor probably eats the same junk you eat. So why are you asking him? Unless he's a healthy doctor. The other day I was on the airplane. Right? I was talking to the stewardess. She went to Florida State, and she started slamming Kennedy.
Really?
Yeah, started slamming Kennedy. And I looked at her, I started laughing.
Bold move for a stewardess. She's locked in a plane with you for hours.
I looked at her, I started laughing, and I said, he could do 22 pull-ups. He's 72 years old.
How many pull-ups can you do?
And I looked at her, I said, I can't do 72 pull-ups. Well, some of the stuff he comes up with, pull-ups. I looked at her, I said, oh, I mean, his stance on vaccines. I said, whoa. I said, I wrote a book on vaccines. He's right.
There you go.
He's right. And I said, I'm not. She goes, he used to snort cocaine off a toilet seat. That's what she said.
That's the trigger line?
And I looked at her, I said, he doesn't do that anymore. Well, he did it one time. I'm like, well, I'm sure you did things at one time, and so did I. I shouldn't have done either.
Yeah.
You know, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, we probably did stupid stuff.
The thing was, he was very open about the fact that he had a drug problem, and he got help, and he got cleaned up on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, wait, you're going to bring some up he did 50 years ago, 40 years ago? Oh, that's my stance on it. I'm like, oh, that's a bold move.
It is funny he happened to bring that one up. That was a pretty bad one to bring up. I think I'd let that one stay in the memory sack. I would not pull that one out of the bag. But it's right. But Kennedy, but I told him, I said, I agree with pretty much everything he's doing. I said, but I don't agree with the fact that he's promoting the use of glyphosate and increasing glyphosate production in the United States. That should have not.
I don't think he's promoting it. I think what's happened is I think that entire industry with Bayer and Monsanto.
They're giving Trump too much money.
Dude, they're not just giving Trump too much money. They're embedded in the entire United States system.
Oh, by the way, somebody said something to me last night, and I already thought about it when you and I talked about it yesterday, so we're going to bring it up here. Might as well get everybody.
I don't even know what he's about to bring up, so it's Friday, guys. You know,
isn't it funny, about a month or so ago, we decided to invade Venezuela?
Yeah.
And now they're massively increasing oil production, sending it to the United States after we attack.
Oh, I know.
Iran. This whole thing was orchestrated.
Oh, yeah.
We needed to take over the Venezuelan oil supplies so that we would make sure we had ample amounts of oil. Because remember, they're screaming at the White House now where oil prices are going up, gas prices are going up.
Well, by the way, 90% of these oil prices going up are speculators.
Oh, and by the way, Venezuela is now sending us gold ore to the United States.
Processing. Venezuela's huge gold.
Yeah, I talked to Dr. Deagle one time, and this is an interesting thing he said. Now, he's dead now. He's in heaven. I hope and pray he's in heaven. And he said something. I asked him about what's the importance of gold. Now, I don't know if this is right or not. And I said, why do these entities on the other side of the veil think so much about it? And he goes, they use it in these trans-conduit wormholes and other types of things they use in their ships. They fly
allegedly. This is complete. This is speculation.
No, this is ridiculous speculation.
Okay, I was going to clarify this. It's not a quote from the Brewer Show.
A quote from Deagle. He can't, cool, yeah. And he can't say he said it or not because he's gone. But he did say it. But what's interesting about it, you know, there's no question about the fact that whoever runs the planet's all about gold. Now, you agree with that, right, Austin? He says that's a fact. And so so something's going on with the gold, and that's one of the big things with, you know, with Chavez and all that. Remember with all Chavez, because he wanted his gold back from the vaults in London. All of a sudden he comes on with a quick cancer and dies. There's something about the gold. There's something about the gold that's all gone from Fort Knox. See, here's the thing. If I've got a gold coin, right, and it's, you know, now it's $5,000 for that 1 ounce. I mean, it's hard to believe.
Oh, it's more than that now. The premium's on it.
If I got a gold coin, it's worth $5,000. I drop it on the counter. In a year from now, it may be worth a little bit more, maybe worth a little less. It's always going to maintain intrinsic value. If I take a dollar bill and I drop it on the countertop, it's basically an instrument of debt. It's just an IOU is what it is. It doesn't mean anything if there's nothing to back it up. It's useless paper.
As of this morning, they're right at $5,400 for Gold Eagle. That's crazy. That's crazy to me when I look back at a lot of stuff, investments over the last 15 years, and I'm like, gosh, I should take it every single penny I earned when it was $800-900 an ounce.
We told you, didn't we? We told you 10 years ago to invest in metals, and here we are. And the crazy part about it, I had a friend tell
gold,
me this.
Gold or silver's back up to 85 an ounce again.
Oh, it won't stop again.
It won't. What's happening is now it had its correction, mm-hmm. and now it's actually on a real-world trajectory. And I told everybody on that one show, I think you were gone. It wasn't you were gone. I think you were out of town. So the trip before the last trip you went on, it was up like 110 an ounce. And everybody started going crazy. I mean, should I buy more? It's going to be at 120 tomorrow. And I said, dude, when you see exponential growth like this and it's going up 5, 10, 15% every day, just let it recorrect. And, of course, J.P. Morgan pushed the market up and they shorted the crap out of it. Oh. But, no, you're right. Gold is absolutely obsessed upon by every single major government.
And thinking about this, since we're thinking about gold now and investments, mom stole daughter's identity to borrow $200,000 to feed her gambling addiction. It took a decade for the daughter to clear her name with creditors.
Oof, that's rough.
I'm telling you guys, you need to have your credit frozen, period. Because, quite frankly,
if you got a gambling problem, stay away from casino. If you can't go in where you throw something on the table one day or throw something on a slot machine when you're on a cruise ship, you're like, okay, that was fun for 5 minutes. Don't be going in the casino and getting lines of credit.
We are not promoting gambling.
That's what I'm saying. But the problem is now, you notice now how easy the bankers have made it to gamble. No, if you know, now it's online sport betting across the country. Now, I know people now, and I've talked to people, that they literally are always betting on games. I'm betting on this game, betting on this game. Can you call it bread and circus for the masses?
Can you call it totally staged? Can you call it completely set up?
Can you call it distractional theater?
Can you call it how to lose all your money at once? How to finance your home and mortgage your house with it?
Rolling through Vegas, very briefly, first time. Didn't stop anywhere. We're going on a trip all the way through. You had a radio show. And I remember we were going past the Bellagio. And I was like, Dad, the place is huge. He said, Austin, they didn't build a Bellagio because they lose money. Think about that for you going to start wasting your life savings on gambling.
I was watching that one James Bond, the first one that Daniel Craig did. And he said he's down there playing down in the Bahamas or wherever he was.
Oh, as far as playing high-stakes poker.
And the guy has an Aston Martin.
Oh, yeah, he throws on
the
table.
And he throws the keys and the ticket for the Aston Martin on the table. He says, here, I don't have any more money, but here's my Aston Martin worth a couple $100,000. And the lady goes, no, you have to have table stakes. He goes, no, Bond looks up and goes, no, it's all right.
Yeah.
He put his Aston Martin down, and he wins the Aston Martin. And the crazy part about it is people get like that. They start throwing their cars into it. They start throwing their homes into it. They max out their credit cards into it. Oh, I can win. There was a movie that was done with Mark Wahlberg.
It's actually a very well done movie showing what happens, how deep guys get into gambling and bet more and more money, leveraging more money out. Well, it's called the Gambler, I think.
I don't remember, but the language is rough. But the fat guy, what's his name? He's lost a lot of weight now. The big guy.
Talking about.
Yeah, he was really heavy. He played Fred Flintstone.
Yeah,
you know the Flintstones. But
he's got a good scene in that movie.
He could have won an Oscar for that scene with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, he did. He did. He did a good job with that.
Yeah, he says, you know, if you got $1 million, just put it in the bank, live on the interest, and tell everybody to, you know, goodbye. He says something else. But the point is that he says, you know, you don't go waste it and try to get more. You're okay.
Pigs get fed and hogs get slaughtered. Yeah. Speaking of pigs getting fed, with the vaccine industrial complex now, more and more people are coming out now against the vaccine manufacturers. And Aaron Sear was on Joe Rogan the other day. It's an interesting interview. I watched part of it. And he said, it's crazy to me. And he goes, this is something that needs to be addressed. This is what RFK Jr. has been talking about, too. He said, vaccine policy should always be prioritizing protecting children rather than shielding manufacturers.
That's exactly right.
And he goes, the concept is this, right? The whole concept they've lied to you about, but they've told you, the vaccines are for the child's protection, right? To protect your babies.
It's profits, big pharma.
Protect your baby. Protect society. It's all about protection and safety. But is it? No, it's not. It's about manufacturing the largest amount of vaccines possible to disperse them to the large amount of people possible to make the most amount of money possible. It has nothing to do with protection or safety. And he goes on to say here, he goes, the liability protection grant in 1986 removed incentives to make vaccines even remotely safe. It doesn't matter what's in the shot. It doesn't matter how many side effects are from the shot. It doesn't matter if kids die from the shot. You can't sue Big Pharma over it. You can't sue Merck. You can't sue GlaxoSmithKline. Nothing. Zero. Once it's approved by the FDA.
You have to go to the government compensation fund for vaccine injury, and they've already paid out close to $5 billion.
I think, what is it? It's like one out of a thousand even get a check?
But the crazy part about it, you think about it for a second. They paid out almost $5 billion for vaccine injuries, and they say the vaccines are safe, but yet they've paid out $5 billion.
Yep.
That's telling you they're not safe. Oh, by the way, something else is not safe is Netflix.
Oh gosh, no kick neck.
Oh no, we're gonna go here for a second because you know we both loathe Netflix. It's awful, and this is why Netflix basically didn't get the win to get Warner Brothers, according to the Congress now.
Oh, that deal got squashed.
Tampons in Netflix's men's toilet bathroom.
Oh, Netflix
torpedoed bid to take over Warner Brothers report. Netflix aggressive bid to swallow Warner Brothers Discovery hit a wall last week with a tampon incident. But we can't believe I'm talking about tampons on this show. This show goes anywhere, playing a key role in the turning Republicans lawmakers against the deal. As details emerge, it's clear the virtue signaling stunt of stocking men's restrooms with feminine hygiene products highlighted Netflix's unyielding commitment to racial transgender ideology, even as they begged for political approval in the past post-woke era.
I'm so glad they didn't get that, dude.
The drama unfolded during a congressional delegation's visit to Netflix's headquarters in Los Angeles, and several weeks ago, part of an annual tour around Grammy Awards time. Among the attendees was Representative Jason Smith, Republican, chairman of the House and Ways Committee, a skeptic of Netflix claims to political neutrality. Walked into the bathroom, and there they have the doggone tampons for men. Now, here's the thing. I don't know what a man's supposed to do with a tampon. I have no idea why they do that, unless they're dealing with transgenders, okay, who are still women who are in the bathroom and pretending to be men. I don't know what the whole deal is.
But at that point, it's still all pretend. It's a woman pretending to be a man.
But here we go. But for conservatives, such moves symbolize efforts to normalize transgenderism, with ripple effects like encouraging harmful surgeries on children, eroding the nuclear family, and allowing biological males to dominate women's sports. Let's just say the chairman was pretty disturbed about the tampons. And they voted no for it. And I'm so glad that happened. And I'm telling you right now, and I'm not promoting any other series or whatever on TV or whatever. I'm just saying, I don't have Netflix. I won't pay for Netflix. I don't want to watch Netflix. Netflix makes me want to puke. And I think they make a lot of you want to puke. But here's the question I've got for you. Why are you paying them every month?
There you go.
You really going to miss out on that? I mean, three or four episodes in, it always goes gay.
Every single time. That's why I canceled them. Every time. It was like, and they always got me. They had this show, and it's pretty doggone good. Well done. And I'm like, all right, acting's pretty good. Plot's pretty good. Script's pretty good. Cool entertainment show. But I like the third episode, and it's just, I mean, full. And here's the thing, guys. If somebody wants to be gay, they want to go make homosexual films, by all means, go make your queer tranny films. I don't care. But don't be putting that crap in film.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. It's Friday.
But don't give it to people for that have children watching Netflix.
Well, no, that's the biggest problem. And then they did that show. It was called doggone. What's it called? Cuties?
That was perverted.
No, it was a big
child pedophile.
Pedophile thing. He's like 11, 12, 13-year-old girls. And when there was like a dance contest, got these older guys like drooling on them. It's perverted. I didn't even watch it. I saw the clips from it. I said, that's what got my attention on Netflix. I said, what the heck is this? Why is this being even produced? Why is this being shown?
Well no, you got to remember the people who were running the show there. And so they didn't get their bid done. So I'm happy about that. So I would, if I were you, my opinion, my humble opinion here, I would pull the plug on that whole thing. And well, if you vote with your dollar,
that's exactly right.
I mean, I was watching years ago when we had that crap. I was watching a thing on the Vikings. It was great till the gay stuff started. I'm like, Vikings
gay?
Wait, what is this? What? I don't think they were anyhow, but it was unbelievable. And it's always woke. They've always got the female in the lead in most of the shows they do, and she's always a BDL. I didn't say it. And basically, she's always mean, and the guys are always acting like they're little gay boys that basically can't stand up for themselves, and the woman's super dominant, and she's the one making all the decisions and screaming and yelling at the little gay guys. And you're like, what is wrong with these people? I don't want to watch this. You think I'm joking? You go watch some of these doggone sitcoms that are on TV now.
Well,
where are the John Waynes? Where are the Clint Eastwoods?
With psychological
perversion. Where
are perversion?
They? They're not here. They got all the gay boys, and all the gay boys are sitting there. They're doing their nails. They're all a bunch of sissies. They're putting on makeup, and the women are running everything. And you're like, okay, this is weird, but that's what they want.
Exactly,
so if you want your
right.
children to watch that crap, keep your Netflix. But I'm telling you, you don't need that stuff, man. It's not okay, Austin.
Well, no, psychological subversion, what it does is it subconsciously starts making you desensitize and normalize that behavior. Then you watch it long enough and you start thinking that behavior is not only normal, that it is societally acceptable that you need to start depicting. What it does to you subconsciously.
Well, it's kind of like that all of a sudden now you think it's okay to go buy, you're a dude, so now you think it's okay to go buy a Pomeranian. All right?
I don't have a Pomeranian.
No. So now you're going to go get a Pomeranian, and you're going to make sure you have your fingernails done. And now you're straight, right? And now you're going to go buy a Louis Vuitton purse for the Pomeranian to sit in. So you go to Sam's, and everybody can ogle over the Pomeranian while you got your done nails, and now you got the purse. If you don't think everybody thinks you're queer, you're dreaming. Okay? And I mean, so, but that's what they're promoting on these TV shows. I mean, it's unbelievable. Am I right or wrong? There's certain things that men don't do. You don't do that. But when these shows cross that line and they make it all normalized, suddenly it's like that's the thing.
I know what you're getting for your birthday now. I'm buying you a Pomeranian and a Louis Vuitton purse. I'm going to put it right on the table here and say, this is Ted's new friend, the Pomeranian.
Pomeranians are cute. I give them that. But I say they're useless animals except for they want to sit in your lap all the time. They can't defend you for anything. And
they're lap puppies. They're purse dogs. That's what they are.
Yeah, they're purse dogs.
But they are cute.
But there was this lady the other day in Sam's, and she had a Pomeranian, and it was sitting in a Louis Vuitton purse in the cart. And I thought, all right, that's not what I wanted. That's not the look I want. But, I mean, that was cute. It was.
I mean, at least, Thor's my big blue nose Gotti pit bull. He's a great dog, but he's a stinking slob.
Oh my God, he's awful.
He's kicked outside. He's banned outside. He's no longer an inside dog. He's ruined half my house.
He has.
I will not have an inside dog again. This big dog, he walks in, just starts slinging slobber everywhere. I'm like, that's fun. But, just had the house clean. The slobber.
If you're riding around in a Jeep and you got the top turned down, you got that dog in there with you, and you're driving around, ain't nobody think you're gay.
That's true. Ain't nobody stealing that Jeep either when you leave them in there.
Ain't nobody stealing the Jeep.
Funny.
All right, get on. Let's see. We got to get back to the show.
Anyways, where was I? If I was so rabbit trailed down Alice in Wonderland hole here.
Here's the article. Oil is beginning to flow from Venezuela, Trump says.
There you go.
There you go. I wouldn't get that.
Well, at least the banker boys had some strategy with keeping the oil price and the oil flowing in the United States now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so anyhow, so we have another article from Paul Craig Roberts now, and he's talking about the White House, and he goes, and might as well talk about it. He goes, just as the whore media told us for 3 years that Ukraine was winning and Russia's defeat was imminent, we are now hearing that Iran's defeat is imminent. And by the way, it is not. If so, why is Trump now speaking about sending in American troops? Why is the CIA offering large cash bribes to Kurd leaders to send Kurdish men to die in Israel for Iran? Why are executives of American armament companies suddenly summoned to the Pentagon as how quickly Washington's depleted supply of missiles can be overcome? And why have Japan and South Korea been ordered to return to the United States the missiles supplied to them? Who is really losing? To answer this question, it's necessary to move beyond the war propaganda. It appears that not only did Trump allow Netanyahu, not the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Constitution, as the U.S. Constitution requires, to take the U.S. to war for Israel, but Trump has allowed America to be taken to war without proper preparation and without a proper backup plan, and now we're basically in Lebanon. Unbelievable. So I'm going to post this article again so you guys can read it. And it's basically by Paul Craig Roberts, but I'm not going to go into detail anymore. We've already beat that whole thing like a dead horse. What's your next story, Austin?
I'm not going to share this article here. He's got a photo of Epstein and this like 18, 17-year-old girl. I'm going to cover this article. DOJ suddenly announced under the haze of Iran war, DOJ announces another 47,000 pages of Epstein files are going to be released this week from the U.S. Department of Justice.
And one of them has a girl who's 13 or 14 years old when it happened accusing Trump. And the sad part about it, I'm not saying that's real. I'm not saying that's true. I'm not saying she's just not making stuff up. But what I'm saying is we need to see the whole file.
Well, no. And I think we all – here's the crazy part. I told my friend this last night. I said, think about what we're seeing with these emails and what you're reading and what you're hearing about. That's the stuff that's on record.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's the stuff that's on record.
That's the stuff these idiots pose for pictures for.
That ain't even discussing or even going into the dark hole of perversion of the stuff that they kept off the internet and kept off emails.
At the temple they had on the island.
Yeah. So I'm just going to put that out there. And it's ironic to me now after this whole thing with the pedo island and Trump involved with Epstein and all these people on the list. Suddenly, we have another massive armed conflict that we've got to get involved in now because, well, you know what?
We've got to cover up the benefit. Let's be real for 1 second, okay? Trump is losing a lot of credibility with a lot of people really fast. In fact, he just basically cut Tucker Carlson loose. Tucker Carlson went to the White House twice last month trying to stop the whole thing.
Tucker Carlson also brought the fact you guys can do blood work. You claim to be children of Abraham.
Let's test your DNA.
But kind of like John 8 with Jesus.
But Trump said yesterday he's not MAGA. Trump officially cuts Tucker Carlson loose from his political movement in stunning comments. I mean, he really slammed him. Okay, so here's the problem you've got. You've got a president who basically is a lapdog for Israel. Let's just be real. Let's just call it what it is, all right? Who's basically got photos of himself with Jeffrey Epstein and files that have yet been still redacted. Israel is the one who took the photos with Jeffrey Epstein because of Mossad.
There you go.
Mossad did this, you know, with Benjamin Netanyahu and the other prime minister and with Jeffrey Epstein. And they've got so many people basically compromised now in those photographs and these files. How much longer is Trump going to have credibility with the American population? He still has his MAGA followers who love him and will follow him no matter what. So at this point in time, he has to do what he needs to do as quickly as he possibly can for Netanyahu. Otherwise, he may not have the credibility after the midterm elections. I mean, this is a mess. I mean, he's probably going to end up getting himself impeached again over all this stuff again, but there won't be enough votes to impeach him. But the problem with this again is we've got to ask ourselves the question, who's pulling the strings? Who's the man behind the curtain as we watch this 30-ring circus going on? There's so much stuff. I mean, now Britney Spears made the news again.
She's got
another DUI, man. Now they talk about giving her back under conservation.
Bless
conservatorship.
Her, man. They completely scrambled her ex, bro. They brought her in.
I sent you a picture of this one. Put that picture up there.
I don't want to put a photo up there like that. That's
but,
not right.
But no.
She's in a rough place.
No.
They completely screwed her up. You
could tell by the look in her eyes that she ain't right. And you always see that with the person ends up with bipolar disorder or mental disorders or whatever. They get that crazy look in their eyes, and they can't take a normal-looking photo anymore. She was really a pretty girl when she was young.
Everybody had a crush on her.
But she is crazy. She looks as crazy as a doggone
MK Ultra, bro. You know, they brainwashed her. They groomed her. They set her up as a sex symbol. They did exactly what they needed to do with her in the music industry. And they had enough of her, like they do to all of them. Mm-hmm. Cut them loose. You're no longer useful anymore, Goyim. Be gone. Just have fun.
Did you say Goyim?
I said Goyim. You guys heard me. I didn't stutter.
I feel bad for
the music industry. Is one of the most perverted industries in the entire country that's run solely by the boys that like free air.
You remember when Mick Jagger said that one time? He asked if they still had the temple there in the studio, which they dedicated it to Lucifer.
Yeah.
Or I think it was Mick Jagger. Maybe another guy. But you can really call
it. Yeah, I think it was him. Yeah. He brought it up one time on comedy. He's like joking about it.
Yeah. And they said they still have the studio where they dedicated stuff to Lucifer.
Yeah.
He was the angel of music. I talk about that.
Yeah. People fail to realize that.
Yeah.
He fell because of pride.
I read that. That one song, that Barry Manilow, that gay Jewish singer did long ago, you know, the music and the people and all the rest. And it starts talking about, you know, you were the first one who did the song. You did all this stuff. I read part of the lyrics on the air one time. And, you know, you basically he's talking. He sounds like he's talking directly about Lucifer.
Yeah.
And you know, so always remember who's running this planet. I covered it in Angel Wars. you know, God's got Lucifer basically with a whole set of rules called basically, you know, rules of engagement that Lucifer seems to keep breaking, and God has to come in and like flood the planet again and do things. But the reality is that, you know, we are not of this world, Austin. We are not. When you're a born again Christian, you're sanctified by the Most High God through the blood of Jesus. These entities that are here really can't touch you. Now they can mess around with your family, do all kinds of other stuff to you, but they're not allowed to do certain things. And so always remember that, because we are not here for zero reasons. We're here to obey God and serve Him and do what's right in His eyes. And remember, this is just a place that we're passing through. Like I said, in 100 years, none of us are here, not on this planet. But always remember that. It's very, very important. So stand firm with your beliefs with Jesus.
Take
your kids to church every Sunday. Pray with them every night. And so, I mean, it's important.
You got to stand on your convictions. This is such a big principle I tell people, man. You got to figure out what you believe, and you got to hold it. Whether it's your diet, whether it's your health, whether it's your children's health, you've got to start doing things, because the thing is consistency and discipline continue to make those things go on and on and on and get better and better and better. Mm. You can't eat one healthy meal one time in 1 week and go, oh, by the way, I've eaten one healthy meal now. Now my gallbladder is going to be fixed and healed. Well, it didn't get in trouble. It didn't get sick because you went and ate one meal at Taco Bell one time. Is continual problems you continually put in your body that continually cause more issues. And so, again, that's why I keep telling everybody, make sure you're promoting healthy habits to your children so they continue to do the same thing generationally. The biggest thing that the banker boys and that Lucifer and all these guys tied in together is they always like death and destruction. They want you sick. They want you unhealthy. They want you to focus on negativity. They thrive off that. It operates at that low vibrational frequency. That's what they want. They want you to stay in that realm.
Mick Jagger released a song, Sympathy for the Devil, for Rolling Stones, last best known songs from 1968. And it talks about what is the meaning of his Jagger. And it says basically, he said, unbelievable. It's a groove to make Jagger sympathetic for the devil. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, but you guys can look at your, I'm not going to post this, but you guys can look it up. But the reality is that this Hollywood stuff and this industry, this music industry, is one dark place. You think Epstein's dark? You ain't seen dark until you go in that music industry. It's really bad. It's equally as bad as Epstein.
Well, you know, that's why, you know, be very cautious, especially nowadays. I mean, because the music industry is even more perverted than it is now. And I think they try to promote it. They don't even try to hide it anymore.
Well, look at the doggone Super Bowl halftime show in Spanish, all the filthy language.
Yeah. They don't even care anymore. So, again, what can you do to make things better?
GHI cleanse.
GHI. Focus on the things you can change
positive
and make better. Focus
right.
on positivity. Mm-hmm. Focus on your own mind. Controlling your own mind. Being able to structure things in a positive setting the best you can. Because when you wake up in the morning and you say, this is the day the Lord has made, I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Or you can wake up and be, oh, woe is me. I'm so mad that everything's going wrong. I'm so tired of having the pollen at 10.5 every single day and driving around having pollen hit me in the face in my car while I'm driving around the lake. I can sit there and focus and complain about that all day. I can. It's horrible. Or I can say, you know what? This too shall pass.
That's
it happens
right.
every
That's
year.
Right.
It is what it is. I will push through it. I will prevail. I always do. I always win. Everything I touch is blessed, and I continue to push
there
forward.
You go.
There
That's
you
good
go.
Confession.
Which way? You can spin it. I can be mad about the pollen all day, or I can be positive and say I'm going to push forward through it. Pick which one you want to do. Pick which side you serve in the morning when you get up and focus on it. Decide if you want to keep having gallbladder issues. Decide if you want to keep eating Taco Bell every day. Decide if you want to keep eating McDonald's every day. Decide how sick you want to get. Or say, you know what? I'm going to do a 3-day GHI fast. I just had a great customer, another listener, email me yesterday. Said, I'm doing a 3-day GHI fast. Do you think I should start there? And I said, absolutely. I said, don't do more than 3 days on it. If you've never done one, just do 3 days on the GHI cleanse
you
fast.
You know, Ron told me yesterday. He said, you know, we need to have 1 day a week or 1 day a month in which we have just a testimonial day where people call us up and talk about Health Masters products.
That show would be like that.
Yeah, because you got to get by like 90 seconds or 2 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
Say, hey, look, just tell us your best story from your products.
Yeah.
It's great, though. I thought it was a good idea.
The three-day GHI cleanse fast, if you've never done one, that's the –
I've done the GHI cleanse for 2 or 3 days. You know what happens? Your energy goes through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
You feel good.
It also depends on detoxification levels. If your body's unbelievably plugged up with toxins, that first couple days, you're going to detoxify. You're going to be
gosh.
So 3 days, start with a 3-day fast if you're going to run it. I don't recommend doing more than that until after you've done 3 days
but
first.
But keep your calories up. If you're 180 pounds, that's your ideal weight. Keep it at 1,800 calories a day.
And then break the fast with, my opinion, organic whole eggs.
You can.
Super easy to digest. Easy on the gut. It's not going to mess your system up. Don't go and break your fast with McDonald's and Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. You just cleanse down.
That's right. Just be careful with it. Just make sure you drink a lot of water with it, too.
Yes.
Keep your body
a lot of water.
Oh, by the way, I love you guys. We're out of time, Austin. Have fun in church this weekend.
Yeah, we
and remember, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it's through him that all things are held together. And always remember that. I love you guys. I'm speaking in church on Sunday morning if you want to watch me. I'm reading scripture.
Appreciate you guys.
Grace Lutheran Church, Winter Haven, Florida. 10:45 service. Online.
Have a good weekend. Stay strong. Stay healthy. Thanks for continually leaving the reviews on here on the bestsellers and the other products. I love reading these. And we'll do something like that. We'll start shouting everybody out on one show one day.
I like to do that.
Yeah, let's do it. Have a great evening, my friends. I'll talk to you on this show Monday, as always.
Love you guys.